Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 2, Dungeon World, Season 1, Episode 2.
Oh, this podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and it, in general, is not fit for human consumption.
Okay, a couple of quick notes. One, I recorded this on my phone, so the audio quality is pretty bad. We'll work on that in the future. Next thing is, the ranger was having a medical problem that night, and she was unable to speak for most of the session. So if you notice us talking for her, that's why. Anyway, enjoy the show.
After you were attacked, the place where you guys were
holed up. Presumably the Crimson Hand.
Right, you believe the people from the Crimson Hand, the Thieves Guild, ambushed you. Hence the reason why you have to strike tonight. Because you think your plans may have been discovered. So, I think I want to start out with Valen and Cyprus and Omar and Aziz, because I've heard there's stuff happening there. That I should probably be aware of. So let us begin. For those of you that are new to the game, make sure you have 2d6 handy. The basic game mechanic is pretty much 2d6 plus whatever applicable attribute is involved. The rule is, on a 10 plus, you probably get exactly what you want. On a 7 to 9, you get a little bit of what you want screwed over. And on a 6 minus, my turn.
You get experience.
Right, you get experience. You get an experience point, which is great. I never roll dice except for the roll the damage for the bad guys. Other than that, I never roll. When I attack you, I simply describe a guy charging at you, and then you have to pick what you do. I get to stab you when you roll a 6.
Or less.
I'm going to wake up really early, like as in dark early.
Yep.
And I'm leaving wherever we're sleeping at and going out into the woods.
Okay, you're heading out into the woods.
I'm going to shapeshift into a wolf.
Oh, yeah! And the first 6 of the night. Great. So go ahead and mark your experience.
Wait, what's the bonuses again? Shapeshift.
What?
Plus my wisdom.
Unless you can't get a plus 4. You can't get a plus 4. I don't care who you are, you can't get a plus 4.
I'm without cheating.
Yep.
That's
sorry,
not fair.
That totally wasn't working for you.
Alright, so I fail. I'm going to have to reattempt it.
What is it? Well, no, you still hold 1 on a 6 minus, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So you still transform into a wolf. Your hope when you transform into a wolf.
That was going to be an arctic wolf and then communicate that I need assistance from any nearby packs.
Okay, so you were going to try and gather some real wolves.
Yes.
Okay.
The ones that killed him.
Okay.
No, we're way far away from that now.
We're on the other side of the continent.
No.
But they talk.
We got this guy. It's that guy that shit in the woods. I can smell it on this guy. He's been around here.
They call him...
You smell that?
Fire shit eater.
Okay, so then, once you gathered a pack of wolves, what was your plan to do with them this early in the morning? Were you going to just charge back into town with them and try and get them to the house? Like, or were you going to wait till nightfall and then bring them in, like, at the time?
I was going to communicate with them my needs for the upcoming events in the evening of the next night.
Okay.
And that I need them to be in a certain place and be ready to come at my nearest calling.
So you're going to try and get them to come into town. A pack of wild wolves.
Or tell them how to get into the sewers so that they can come up into the places where we're going to be, because a lot of the Thieves Guild stuff has been happening in the sewers.
That's an excellent idea. Why don't you roll me a Spout Lore to see if you can remember where the sewers are.
Yeah, the only difference is he is a wolf, so... Who knows?
For now.
Plus he is.
He's not a wizard with a gown up under his armpits.
That was better.
Champ. What do you want?
That's a 9.
Yeah.
Can you go outside?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll read what it says on a 9.
Go.
For Spout Lore.
Yep.
Spout Lore. That's on the back.
The GM will only tell you something interesting.
Where is that?
It's on the basic blue sheet.
Basic moves.
Okay, so...
Front of basic moves.
Having spouted your lore, you figure out... So you tell the wolves, and you're able to remember where sewer grates are. So you tell them where the sewers are, and you're pretty sure that the sewers connect to where the Thieves Guild connects to. So you're sure that'll be fine.
And I've communicated with Brent that is involved with what's going on.
Right. They seem to understand really well.
Okay.
They're like, We got it. No problem. Got it. Locked in. So, Omar, back at the house.
Listening badly.
We eat you. Got it. You are dinner tonight. Understood. Thanks for inviting yourself.
Hold on a second. I need to start making notes.
Yes, you do.
Back of Wolves turns. Okay.
Corses bitches.
My lore was high. My transformation sucked.
True. Well, that gives me the opportunity to make a move. And I did. So.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I've got that's my...
Roll better.
I do. Maybe it's the dice.
Just not when it counts. All right, Omar, talk to me. What's going on back at the house? You and Cypress are back at the house with Valen now. Just the three of you.
Okay, well, I've got... before I came, I made sure I had my potions mixed and like all that's taken care of.
Sure.
I've got that ready. Okay, cool.
Sure.
And I've got my razor boar tusk dagger.
You do have the razor. You have a razor boar tusk dagger. I forgot about the razor boar. You killed the razor boar.
I did.
And I stole the first tusk.
Yeah, and you did steal a tusk and who doesn't like you? I'm sure that won't come back to bite you. It's not in my notes or anything.
So,
there's so many swords of Damocles hanging around.
me, Omar, Cypress, and Valen hanging around this house.
Uh-huh.
So,
whatever might happen, I'm waiting to find out just as much as the rest of you.
So how does my deity work into your
Cypress?
Decision?
Nothing bad happens when you got three bored thieves.
We came into our own together with the guild. We stole... We thieved.
Those are my deity.
We lied. We
play
cheated.
Into that whole wolf thing at all?
We were as underhanded as we possibly could
it?
Be.
It does.
That's how we got ahead in this world.
Does it say you have that power?
No one. Tell
I didn't
me
see
you
that.
Have that power.
Well, I don't believe you.
We did that all ourselves.
Come on.
I've had your back all this time. That's why I'm back here now. To help you take back control of the guild. This dwarf with the amulet, how much do you trust him?
Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm not talking to the dwarf. I'm talking to my friend Cypress.
Yeah, okay. Right in front of the dwarf?
Yep.
Okay. Just so we're clear, thanks.
Oh, yeah. I am completely ignoring his existence right now.
Okay.
Trust is iffy.
If
the dwarf has begun backing up towards the door as the two of you are talking extremely menacingly in front of him.
As he wears the amulet.
Right, with the amulet around his neck.
I am going to matrix run up a wall around back behind the dwarf and stand behind him, between him and the door, so he can't get out.
Well, that definitely sounds like a dex-based Defy Danger.
That's an 11.
So, you totally make it.
Okay, so, on an 11, you totally do. As he backs up, you suddenly... Oh, God!
Yep, right at the wall, and I'll
okay.
Draw an arrow, and I've got it pointed at
so
him.
So now the dwarf is standing between the two of you, look panicked, as he draws his short sword.
And I'm going to keep my arrow... on the dwarf, and I'm going to look at Cypress, and I'm going to say, where does he play into all of this? Because I've never met this dwarf before. You and I, we got history. We ran that guild. We live like kings. Why is this dwarf here?
Cypress, you ran into the dwarf. You actually helped him sneak the original amulet out to try and thwart Jara. At the time of Jara's takeover, you knew the dwarf was around trying to muck with the engine. Which you were kind of not interfering with, because it wasn't really your business at the time. You were just sort of waiting to see how things played out. But then once Jara took over, you aided the dwarf in securing the amulet so that Jara wouldn't be able to use the luck engine. That is, until Omar stole it back for him. So, that's your connection to the dwarf, is you worked with the dwarf to help thwart Jara in the past, and now you are going to help the dwarf to destroy the engine. Preferably. Well, at least that's what the dwarf wants. What you want is up to you. now. You used to have an agenda. You don't anymore because now you're a PC. Congratulations.
You graduated.
You're a loose cannon. I don't know what's going to happen now.
Now you're sentient.
Yep. You've come into your own.
He was sentient before, but...
but before he was an NPC, which means he was made out of cardboard. Uh-huh. Now he got some rebar. So...
Okay.
This is between you two.
I draw my katana as Omar is threatening to shoot Valen, and I say, he does not need to die. And I do like a ninja jump, flip thing over Valen, and try to defend him.
So you step between Valen and Omar then. All right. Quick question. How does your ninjutsu work? When do you activate ninjutsu? When you...
What? You flip that on like a switch? What?
Yeah, he's a ninja.
Ninja.
Makes a lot more sense. I'm like, there's just all this matrix flipping the shit going on in this house. I can't believe it.
Gravity doesn't work in this place like that.
It's the House of Flying Daggers.
Stage 3.
And I'm pretty as Lucy Liu. I turn into a 700-pound... Yeti.
Claws.
Do anything.
I think it's when you center yourself, right?
And
take a moment
says,
to meditate.
Find your center. When you spend some time centering yourself, you set your ninjutsu to
would have been
dex.
Nice to know that Cypress is a ninja.
Well,
so didn't know until about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Your ninjutsu is set to 2 in theory if you did some centering
right.
before
we
this
will
happened.
Assume that you probably centered yourself this morning. And so your ninjutsu is probably sitting at 2 now.
Okay.
So, FYI. Just so that we know in case, you know, things... get to a head. It might be important to know how much ninjutsu you have at your disposal.
Maybe.
Crazy.
So, you have stepped in between Valen.
Does
and
he have
Omar.
To roll for that, or?
I don't see anybody stopping him.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're trying to shoot Valen before he does.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's.
In fact, I'm going to make very sure that my arrow is never at all ever pointed at Cypress.
Okay.
Because we got history.
Right,
I'm not,
okay, so...
I'm going to aim my piece at you.
Valen is perfectly fine with him getting in between.
Whoa. Aim your piece at him, huh?
Yeah, in fact, when he steps in, I will...
Right.
I'll ease the tension off.
Okay.
And, but I'm still going to be keeping an eye on the dwarf. And,
you two are psychos! The hell?
I don't trust the future of our guild to a dwarf with an amulet.
Punch the dwarf?
Or an attitude.
Nobody tosses a dwarf. Look, as long as the engine gets shut down, you two can fight it out for the guild all you want. I'm out of town, all right? Once I know that dwarven artifact is shut down and won't have any further effect on this city, I'm out of your hair, all right?
Then hand over the amulet.
What?
This is an internal affair. You give me the amulet so that it's safe. You can come along as we destroy the engine. But I want the amulet.
Parlay.
I don't trust you.
Parlay! Parlay is another basic move.
And I'm sorry, you guys. I don't think anybody's making it past my wrath.
Champ,
we'll see how it goes.
Lay down.
Oh, yeah, that's a prisoner roll. That's 12.
No!
No. Nobody's doing anything.
Alright, fine. He hands over the amulet.
Alright.
As long as we can destroy that thing. Or lock it down somehow.
Alright, I've got the amulet then. I am going to put the arrow back in the quiver, and I'll put my bow back in its place.
And an uneasy truce is reached in the household. Meanwhile, back on the farm...
Whoa.
Oh, by the way, these are some things that might happen. Nope, don't look at them until you... unless you do the thing that it says. We have, when you tamper with the engine, when you attempt to navigate the labyrinth, or when you enter the guild hall.
Labyrinth.
Boom, boom, boom. When you do one of those three things, we'll pick those up. Those are some custom of the night. So, all right.
So the question is, where are
we? We are at a safe house.
So
where
you guys
exactly?
You have no idea where the heck you were. You were spirited away in the dead of night by Throndor.
Throndor, where are we?
Throndor left.
Right now, that's all I have.
Throndor had to go make arrangements. He left you guys at the safe house and told you.
Was there any
do not
caretaker?
Leave. No, there is no one
is
else
there a
here.
Window?
From, there's no one else here from the Sigean Order. You are in a what appears to be a warehouse-like building. There are some windows, but you'd have to climb to look out through them. They're like higher up, so like they're letting light into the building.
Years is there anything I could use as stairs?
Of incriminating
There is some packing crates and things. If you stack a couple up against the wall, you might be able to use them to climb up.
It wasn't actually on.
So you are also with them as well.
Is there a door?
Yes, there's a door.
Yeah, I'm sure that we could look out the door. That's not actually leaving.
Well, nobody's watching.
Right, surely nobody will be outside the door and see.
Yeah. Waiting, anticipate.
Why would anybody be outside the door?
So why don't you you're gonna open the door, Adrian?
Let's not jump to conclusion.
You said it.
He said I don't leave. Is there like a keyhole or something that I can try and look through first?
No.
Okay, then
why are the windows?
He said we'd have to climb.
All right,
Go and open the door.
My hand is on the knob. Dang it.
Wesley just opened the door.
Oh, I was going to shake it just to make sure that it's locked.
Wesley, roll me a dex-based Defy Danger.
Wesley. That's a great name.
A 7.
A 7. Ooh. All right. Read on the basic moves for Defy Danger what the definition of a 7 is for those who don't know.
Oh, Defy Danger.
Defy it. Defy it. Danger.
7 to 9. You stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The GM will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice.
Okay.
I think we may have to sacrifice him.
Remember this thing?
So.
Are you kidding? I need all the meat shields I can get.
So Wesley pokes his head out the door. As he does so... Okay, so... A worse outcome or a hard bargain. So a bargain would be...
Or an ugly choice.
Right. So...
I can't do anything there.
That's just a worse outcome to do. All right, so it's fundamentally a success for you. So,
open the door.
You open the door. You look outside.
And the whole point of opening the door was so we could figure out where the hell we are.
Right. You are in the warehouse district. There's lots of other buildings like this nearby. It's not too far away from the gambling hall is. Not terribly far away from here.
Thank you.
So, nice. The Crusher. You see outside, you're not certain, you think you saw somebody across the way, like hiding in a shadow, but then they were gone. And so you're not sure. Either somebody was there spying on you, and they are gone, or it was just like some beggar in a street, but you're not sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm sure he's just a beggar.
So, anyway. So, now you know where you are.
Hey, I think I know where we're at. I've been here before.
Okay. So.
Okay, why did he tell us that we couldn't leave?
Because we're in a safe house.
Yeah, we're in the safe house.
Because the last place you were got attacked. The windows got busted in, and people tried to stab you to death. So yeah, he decided
it didn't turn out well for them.
So he decided you were not safe there, and so he moved you to someplace else where hopefully they didn't know where you were. But the point was to not leave, because if you leave, then they might see you and another attack may ensue.
So how long do you think it'll be before they get here?
Thrandor or the bad guys?
Bad guys.
Not before Thrandor gets here.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm assuming the worst. I just assume the worst on this one. Maybe they got him already. I don't really care.
Well, then, is there any point in our just hanging around here? We knew what we were going to do, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we were... Were we not headed...
We're supposed to go down and...
To the Thieves Guild?
We got to kind of wait, right? Though, until tonight, right? I mean...
Thrandor said he had a way in. He's coming back.
Oh, he is supposed to be coming back.
Right, he's supposed to be coming back, and he has the way in for you, theoretically. You can decide, screw that guy, and go off and find your own way in, but... Theoretically, you have a way in via him if you wait for him to come back.
I say we give him an hour. Wait, this how early is this?
This is like 8 a.m.
Okay, I say we give him at most an hour and a half. Otherwise, we need to have enough time to plan.
Right. I think we ought to come up with an alternative plan, because if we just got, if we just outed ourselves looking out the door,
yeah, that's
then,
true too.
Then we might need to make alternative arrangements.
Okay, guys, huddle. You two, Samson, come on.
Okay, I tell you what. You know what we need to do? We need to find somebody that works in the Thieves Guild that can get us in.
Or there you go. No cards. Perfect.
So,
that's true.
Hey Wesley, are there any inns or hotels around anywhere that entertainers from like the guilds would be hanging out in? Maybe we can find somebody that's working in, that isn't associated with the guild, that's working in the guild, that can get us in.
A good plan. I like the way you think, Hayden.
It can be a roomie.
We're going to honey badger? Yeah.
What? Honey badger? What?
So you're asking the cleric.
Well, he said he knew where he was.
He's been here before.
That's true. He's been to this town before.
He said he knew where we were.
So it's three blocks down, two blocks that way. Got what we were. And it's in the upper floor.
Okay, there's...
Of the middle of the block.
Is there more than one? We might need to hit more than one before we find somebody that actually works in the guild that we're looking for.
I know, it's got multiple stages. Like, if you're looking for, like, an entertainer of some sort, then this will be a spot lore.
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
That is absolutely where it is.
I don't know.
So we're not going to find that place, are we? It was a good plan.
It was a good plan.
I'm working him in and everything.
Let me tell you, that's a... I think I might have leveled up. Say we at the end of the
day. Yeah!
Yay! Level.
Okay. So that's where it is, guys. It's exactly where.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Well, how concerned are you about finding Omar?
I don't like Omar.
I know you don't like Omar, but do we need
help? We understand,
help?
But, you know...
would we be interested in getting
you know, You know, in because theory, when we met up with the Sigean Guild here, I did ask them to put out the feelers for him in the first place, so...
I know where he
in
is.
In theory, there's
Lannis,
what you do.
Roll me into certain realities. While these guys are talking, you might notice something.
Wait, oh. Is that a basic? It's a basic.
Yeah, discern realities.
Because I know where Omar is.
Okay.
Because I have an unwavering sense of direction to Omar.
Yeah, he's got the bing. Well,
that's right.
Omar
is over there.
So
we can find
in the opposite direction.
Yeah, opposite direction. Gets a 7 on a 7 to 9. Take +1 forward when acting on the
Omar
answers.
Radar, and she gets to ask one question.
Which is a lot like radar, only different.
Yeah.
Which question do you want to ask, Lynette?
On a
knees.
This was brought about by something, so.
Good. The question is, what should I be on the lookout for?
Good call! Excellent choice. Lannis notices a shadow move in the back of the building.
In the building?
Inside the building. She sees a shadowy something.
Does she tell us?
Hunt and track.
All right.
As a ranger.
When you follow the trail of clues left behind by a passing creature. So you're going to attempt... You're going to go track the shadow. Go for it. Roll it.
Is she going to tell me?
Plus wisdom.
I don't think... I think Lannis just turned around and started looking off in a corner while you guys are discussing.
Eight.
You're probably not even aware.
So 8.
We're not even there. I'm just asking. General.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're not.
Okay. On a 7+... You follow the creature's trail until there's a significant change in its direction or mode of travel.
Okay, so she's able to follow the trail.
Until it moves.
Yeah, you come around the corner and you are face to face with a shadowy creature. It doesn't seem to have any weapons or anything. It's just like flowing shadow from like a hooded. Cowled head with dark red glowing eyes.
No.
Is it death?
And it looks at you and it says, "Die!" And fire begins to flow from its hand.
Did I hear it?
You heard something whisper, "Die!" And you're all like, "What the?" And that's when you see the glow of flames. So, starting off, Lannith, what are you going to do about these flames incoming?
By the flames.
I'm going to guess maybe a dex-based defy danger to jump the hell out of the way might be in order. Seems likely.
No.
Tuck and roll, master of donkeys.
She got a 10. Plus 2. She's got
the 12. She's got the 12. Like, you guys see Lanith come handspringing backwards from behind some things with, like, gouts of flame, like, just in front of her.
What about Samson?
I don't know. We haven't included Samson in any description yet, so Samson can kind of now turn around realizing that, that
Lanith was gone.
That Lanith was in trouble. So now everybody else has seen the flame gout come out from behind, and Lanith comes.
Has this thing come around after her yet?
Nope. It's you can't see the source of the flames. You can just see something that must be like a flamethrower back there.
I turn around. What the? And wait.
And cutscene back to the house, or the woods. So once you've told the wolves what to do, you're going to head back to town?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the house, the safe house.
Mug.
Huh?
Your mug?
Huh? No, I need to check the radishes.
Ah. So.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Well,
wait, yeah.
Come on, man. Okay, so you head on back to town, trying to get back to the house with those guys. Do you guys have anything else that you need to accomplish before tonight? You might decide how you're going to get in. Because Balin doesn't know much about the layout of this place. That's kind of up to you guys.
Well, I can relay back to him about the
You can let him know about the wolvy sewer openings, possibly.
Right, then I'm assuming he's going to give me the information about the amulet being in his pocket.
Yep.
And the exchange that he had with...
That seems like a lot of assumption. Do you actually do
that? Yeah.
We trust each other.
Okay. So here's the deal. You're not sure about a connection between... I mean, you're pretty sure that there is, but you don't know where the sewers connect to. You've never entered that way.
I thought
you've always gone in through the guild hall.
But we went down there.
He went down there and met that guy.
No, I went there with him. I was a stick.
Yeah.
And I got
that I scratched my ass with.
You did. You did do that.
That's the way I know.
They're very close.
They're very close.
Me, yeah. That's my bond. Aziz has been up me ass.
Yeah. So,
well, I know that the sewers can get us into the guild hall because...
That's where you met.
You do realize
that. You have come from the guild there someplace.
Right.
I showed Omar a secret right of the land.
I say...
And I've tasted his blood. And he's tasted mine.
Nice.
That's how we roll. Kill the rich and kill the poor over there?
Kill them all!
Let my god sort them out. I think we need to go into the sewers and start...
making sure we know.
Looking around. Finding a place to
buy wolves.
I think we could handle ourselves down there.
Yep.
The wolves aren't coming until later, right?
No, they're not, but I'm going to turn into a yeti.
We don't know. They're wolves.
Hey, they got this. They got this.
Trust me.
So, that's exactly what the wolves
do. You know where the entrance or one of the entrances into the Thieves Guild, either the hall or any sort of complex in Thieves Guild?
That's an excellent question, Cypress. Do you know that? Roll a spout lore. Let's see if you do know that.
Yeah,
you're going to put this to the top.
Yeah, roll a 9 if that helps.
Okay. No, it doesn't. I asked him to roll it.
I know.
Minus 1.
Son of a...
That's a no. Yeah, he knows exactly where it is.
So that's a 6, so go ahead and mark... Or a 6 or less, so go ahead and mark a hash mark in your experience box. Congratulations, your first experience. Yay!
You know where the sewers lead?
Do like that.
Yeah.
No, just...
You're going...
Like tally marks.
Oh, tally
marks. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so on 6 minus. Oh, what to do to you three? Oh, what to do? What to do? No. No. You don't know where there's an entrance in the sewers. You do know that there is actually like a teleportation circle inside the gambling hall that leads to the lower chambers, and it might connect to the sewers from there. But you were never allowed through the teleportation circle, but you know where in the gambling hall it is.
Was this set up after he was already ousted?
No, this leads to the place where only sort of the really, really high mucky mucks got to be.
And he was the leader of the guild.
No, he was just in charge of
the
gambling
hall.
He was in charge of the gambling house, but the
ninja in charge of the gambling house.
That's right.
That's the kind of guild we rock.
That's right.
I suggest we go out into the woods and go find the place where I told the wolves to go to make sure that's open.
and then make sure we can get to where we're going.
Let's start from there and find our way in.
Yeah. Because then if we, you know, then I need to go back and communicate if it's not the right way in. Because otherwise, and that might give me a little bit better chance to successfully enchant these things.
Can't your wolves just follow the scent of, like, you know, one of the higher-ups?
Well, I told them where it was, but they've never been there before, so...
Neither had the guy giving the directions. I find it amusing that he thinks this is going to work, but...
It's gotta work. We're gonna make this shit work.
It's like, no. I'm gonna tell Champ to meet me at the Sioux Falls District School Board Office.
Everyone knows where
I don't know where that is, but I just tell them to meet me there. Tell Champ to meet me there in Sioux Falls. I'm sure he'll be there. Tomorrow night.
Hey, doesn't anyone realize he's the brains of this operation?
Yeah, we do. Trust me, we do. Okay, so back to the flaming firefight going on over here. So you guys see the gouge of flame pouring out. Yeah, we've committed the horrible sin of having the smokers in two different groups, so we can't have, like, the smokers group, and now, okay, you guys can go take a smoke break while the non-smokers get to do stuff.
No, like tough cookies.
And I guess next time I'll know for party planning purposes. Are you in the nicotine crew or the non-nicotine crew? Okay.
Yeah, put me in his group.
Right, obviously I screwed this up. My bad.
Well, I teleported you to me, so...
But we're going into the sewers to look for either that way to get that teleport ring or a way into the guild. So that's how we're spending the day.
Yep, okay. So you guys are going to go wander around in the sewers. This couldn't go badly. All right.
So now... Here we are.
Yep, so here you are. There's fire. Lanith comes, backhand springing out of the back of the room. There's flames. What do you do?
I wait.
I'm a paladin, I wait for no man.
Right. I know there's at least one person who isn't going to do that, so...
I'm going to go charge back
Wesley
there.
Wesley casts a spell before he goes in.
Oh, really? What is that?
Bless.
Yeah. Bless.
Oh, boom. Wesley,
Adrian, bless you, man.
Roll it.
Extra blessings here. You see all the sigils on the staff, just like infused with
runes,
blinding
light
here.
Oh, nailed it!
Nailed it!
And probably whatever wisdom.
10. Going. Yeah, unless you got a penalty to your spellcasting, you're fine. It's wisdom for you, cleric.
Oh, so yeah, I definitely get a 6-12.
Right.
So. They take a +1 ongoing to battle as battle continues and they stand and fight.
Yep. So as long as you stand and fight and the battle continues, you get +1 ongoing.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to screw that up, but...
Does it stack?
Huh? I don't know.
Can they stack?
I have level 1 cleric spells as well.
You do.
And I'm going to cast Magic Weapon. Does that...
I rolled a 12, so I really succeed.
So you get...
It's not technically standing and fighting.
Right,
I haven't started that yet.
Right, but yeah, I think you're fine, because you're doing something that's going to directly lead to you standing and fighting, so it's not like you're running away.
Right.
Like, I would not give you the bonus if you're trying to flee.
I love experience! I don't want to get a magic weapon, though.
No worries about it.
All right.
Snake eyes!
So
I attempted to...
You petitioned Zathina for the power to enchant your blade to destroy this unholy abomination. And that's when the unholy abomination comes around the corner, and you see into its eyes. Roll me a defy danger, wisdom based. Do you think mental fortitude would that be wisdom based?
Like, yeah.
So.
Roll. Yeah. I'm not going
to. If he's not going to run screaming.
Right. This is it's attempting to scare the living bejesus out of you, or the dead bejesus.
It wouldn't be.
I'd
be wisdom, not charisma.
You're going to soil your shots
for you
while you wear.
Oh, incidentally, what powers are granted by your quest right now?
I have an unwavering sense of direction to Omar.
Yeah.
And invulnerability to blades.
Okay. Good. No.
I don't like it.
However,
shot fire at one of our parties.
Well, see, but the thing is, the reason I have to charge is because of valor. I cannot suffer an evil creature to live.
Yeah, you can't run away.
You best be watching your step, mister. Because if I find out.
Right,
I
he's
have
right.
To
he's
kill
right now
you.
Under a quest that mandates he kills you if he finds out.
I know.
This is so great.
Okay. He doesn't know, though.
Yep,
play in those percentages.
Okay, seven.
I have a.
We'll see how low this creature gets in.
What did you say?
Wisdom. So that's an 8. So you get a hard bargain or a worse outcome.
I thought I was a dick for threatening to kill the dwarf.
Does he get a plus one, or is this only for
bad? No, it's a plus one
on going. Should be called a cop.
So,
that doesn't make any difference, though, does it?
Huh?
Doesn't make.
Well, if somebody could assist him, if they have bonds with him, somebody could attempt to aid him.
You hey! Could have... I do not have a good bond with him necessarily.
Say, Lanith could scream, "Help me!" and roll plus assist. How many bonds you have with him.
One. You have one. So roll a one.
Team Samson, go!
Yeah, do you have a bond with Hadrian? Okay, yeah. So, yeah, roll plus one.
Oops. I was going to say one. That's a 7.
So that's a 7. So on a 7 on an aid.
That's not defend, right? Oh, aid or interfere.
No, aid.
You also expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost.
Okay, so she yells out.
You get a plus one.
Help me! So that gets you to a 10. So you are able to shake off the fear, seeing Lanith in trouble. The problem is that another gout of fire comes flying towards Lanith now as she took a moment. She took her eyes off the creature for a moment, and now another gout of fire is coming
away. If I have seen it, can I discern some realities?
You absolutely can attempt to discern some realities about what the heck is going on here.
Okay, discern realities is a...
Wisdom. Yeah.
So it just shot.
I can't believe it. I actually got experience.
Huh? You marked experience, and that was a 6 minus for you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Well,
your
failure.
You also, as you begin to try and look at it, it catches your eyes.
Oh, so now I got to find some danger.
No. I'm gonna make a hard move on you. You are frozen in your tracks at the moment.
The question
because
is the realities.
You recognize those eyes.
Oh, I called it! I knew it!
I'll let you tell anybody if you want to tell anybody, but I'm pretty sure you know. So
knew it.
You are free to act because you succeeded. However, there is a gout of fire flying towards her.
I'm going to defend. I'm going to jump in between her and the gout of fire.
Yeah. Of course you are. Because you're a paladin!
I'm a paladin! And I'm better than all of you!
I know something you don't know.
That I am better than you.
Okay,
you knew that.
If you say.
So, on a defend.
Plus one.
Yep, plus one ongoing.
Question, how long am I frozen?
Just turn around.
Okay.
Everybody else is like, basically, you don't get to do whatever you were going to try and do there after you discern realities.
Okay.
Is there a negative part? I guess on this, I don't see any, like, below.
There
below
isn't,
six.
But I can live with that.
And anytime you get 6 or below, that's when I get to do bad things to you.
Even if it doesn't say it.
Right, yep. That's a default rule. And if it says something on there, it probably means I get to do that and do bad things to you.
Okay, on a defend, I don't get any bonuses, right? Except
just
for
your con and your con.
My con? That's plus 2.
Yeah.
That makes it 10.
Okay.
Life is good.
You are great at this.
So I get
yes.
3, but I don't remember what that means.
It says so on the basic move. Defend. Here are the things you can trade those 3 in for. You can redirect an attack onto somebody else, like yourself, or from somebody else to somebody like you. You can also cut the damage in half. You can also deal damage equal to your level to the creature.
Or with your
3,
you can do all of them.
Right.
Well, I'm going to redirect the attack from the thing that... From Lanith to myself.
Yep.
I'm going to do that.
Yep.
I'm going to have the...
Damage?
Have the damage.
Okay.
Does he have to call that now, or can he wait until there is damage dealt?
You've got to call it when you're intercepting it.
Okay.
Like, he can't wait for me to roll the die and see if it's high enough for him to want to have it or not.
That's fine.
I'm also going to open up the attacker to an ally, giving that ally plus 1 forward against the attacker.
You're giving it to Galadir?
Okay.
Giving Galadir the plus 1 as the gout of fire strikes you. Aw.
Boom.
It's only 5 piercing 2. So, in this case,
he actually is going to take
it rounds down to 2. No, he cuts it in half, which rounds it down to 2. And then 2 damage, and you've got 3 armor, so you end up taking 1.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Because he's got 2 damage. Piercing 2 reduces his armor from 3 down to 1. The 1 stops one of them, leaving him with one damage to actually take.
Wow.
So he gets a tiny bit singed, but he pretty much has absorbed that whole attack that was coming for Laneth, leaving open the door for Laneth to respond, because she hasn't gotten a chance to do much.
I was going to say, and yes. I'm frozen.
Right, I say, yeah. So until these I'm two do... Right, these two get to do something, and then we can come back to you.
So. You cast spells when you're frozen in place, right?
I think no, what he meant was
terror.
That I am just...
He's going...
I am frozen.
Oh, great. He's locked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, son of a...
I said that before you gave him
yes,
plus one.
Yes, yes.
How long is that going to last?
That's why I said, just okay. One turn.
It's
but it's on his next action. He needs to keep it until he acts.
It's
not
a
turn.
It's fine. You were like, I got him. Get him! And that's when you look back and you see him just going...
You're going to...
And you're like, oh,
Jiminy!
God, but that thing doesn't go away just because the turn turns.
No.
No.
So Janelle's going to say your next action.
No, but there's a nice moment of oh god, he's locked up!
So Laneth
pops up from behind the shield that's absorbed the fire and...
Gunter's bow. And...
Volleys.
Roll them bows.
Yep.
I think she
that's 10 plus.
Plus...
It's an ethereal.
Was the donkey involved? So that's what, plus three to damage?
Three!
Plus the donkey.
Yeah, plus for
he gets the mule involved.
Yeah. He gives it plus three to damage. She does a
mule is awesome.
She does a
no.
D8 plus three on her mule kicks.
I want
her
an
her
evil
mule. Yeah, she does.
Don't
get a giant. D8 plus three is her damage. So she does 8 damage to the thing.
No, she does 5. The donkey does another 3.
Yeah, exactly.
She hits it, and it falls back into the donkey's hooves.
Bam!
Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, so... So it takes... We said 8 damage.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes 5, because it's got 3 armor versus your attacks. As it's sort of...
Wait a second. You say that like it was just her attacks. Is it all attacks?
I don't know.
Right.
Okay. It seems to be resistant to arrows.
Probably not.
So should I go out now and then you can go out on your turn?
So it's somewhat ethereal.
Okay. It is somewhat ethereal. It may or may not be more affected by certain things than other things. Oh, Mr.
Do you know what
Holy
this
Light.
Is?
I'm still frozen in terror.
Damn it.
I have not yet gotten back on me.
Hush, champ.
Shh.
Just yeah, I can see him underneath the gout of flame. The hell is that thing?
Geller! Hey!
Formation.
Alright,
come on,
what are you doing?
Man.
He's texting.
Yeah.
I don't have much to do.
You don't have much to do.
I do.
You
I
are
guess.
A cleric.
There is
something
there
holy.
There is a shadowy creature.
You're right. I don't have any offense. I can make things light. Oh, turn undead.
Just suggesting.
Just throwing it out there.
This is like that D&D mod. We spent the entire fight wondering if we could do any radiant damage to that undead thing. And then he went, oh, like this power divine radiance that I have?
Bam!
I remember that.
Spent all night going, God, if only somebody had radiant damage. Then he realized one of his at-will attacks was radiant damage, and he just hadn't been using it all night long.
Not even once.
Like, oh, you mean that one? You mean that thing that has... Oh, the descriptor is dire radiance?
It's not one that I normally use!
Right. So you're going to do something, maybe?
Yeah. What I'm going to do,
Oh, besides, I mean, you can always just go in and smack it with your runic stick.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
okay.
that.
You cannot pass!
So, but it's a minus one. He'll get experience.
So,
it's a great experience milk.
Pretty much what Wesley
stuff.
Is going to do.
Oh, Wesley.
Shut up, Wesley.
All right, Wesley.
All right.
What are you doing?
Wesley is going to uncower from behind his boxes that he was hiding behind. and he just kind of twirls the staff up and just like slams it on the ground. And it just bursts into light, hopefully.
It does.
Kind of.
Eight. Okay, so on a 7 plus. No, 8. No, okay.
It's 9 still.
On a 7 plus. So long as you continue to pray and brandish your holy symbol, no undead may come within reach of you. So, that helps me, but not anybody else.
That doesn't really even help you. That doesn't stop the fire.
Well, you're right.
It's dead fire. It's real dead.
I'm far enough away. If this thing looks at me, I'm like, oh, nope, buddy, stay away.
So he
Scorn says no. Captain Picard says
Scorn. You got something that can like cast light or something? Maybe it doesn't like the light.
Oh, and then can I do a rote or can I do two things or not?
Well, let's let somebody else have a turn. Okay, that's fine. Like maybe the wizard.
Am I unfrozen?
Yes.
Guys, I suggest we run.
What is this thing?
It's bad. Death. It's death. Remember how I got eaten in the...
Stop. Now it's a stop. You're wrong.
Oh, it's not death?
No.
Oh. It's a pack of wolves.
No. Sorry, I thought...
Okay, that's better.
I thought you...
I was thinking it was death.
Okay, no.
God.
Nope. It's... no, it's Alivair.
Oh, it's Alivair. It's Alivair. Hate that guy. Okay, who's Alivair?
Remember the guy that the guy shot that in the back during the fight?
Killed. Isn't he dead? Apparently he is not dead.
Apparently that doesn't bother him as much as it should.
He's not quite dead yet.
Well, yet he's feeling much better.
In fact, from the looks of him, it looks like he might still be dead, but that's just not a problem for him.
He was shooting in the woods, and death didn't bother him.
Yeah, okay, retract that. It's Alivair!
I thought she... Damn it! Do something!
What did you do last time?
Well, I tried to discern realities. I am considering doing so again.
The last time you killed him, what did you do then?
Had her shoot with an arrow.
I guess that's not working because he's everywhere.
Yeah, he's ethereal now. He did take damage, but
not as much.
Not so much.
I think that three that killed him last time did not make it this time.
No, he seems to be a bit tougher than the last time you killed him.
You should break wind and see if he'll fall apart.
Yeah. Those crazy things to a guy.
Can I form a bond with an NPC?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What bond were you trying to form?
I don't know. I was just wondering if I could interfere with anything he did.
You could, well, that would imply that he's rolling, so no.
Yeah, okay. So that's disappointing.
Yep, that's not going to help. You could aid the person resisting him.
Yeah, but then what's the bond other than I had him killed?
Right, no, I mean, it's certainly a thing, but it's not technically a bond.
Okay.
Bonds are between PCs. So, anyway, so the wizard is unfrozen and ready to leap into action, perhaps, or not.
Well, I'm considering discerning realities, but I also should probably try and deal with that guy. That I've had killed once.
Right. This does sort of feel like my problem to clean up.
Okay, so here's what I do.
Yep.
Wait, how far am I from him?
A few feet. Neither of you have moved much since the fight started, so...
Okay, I sidestep a couple times.
Okay.
I'm within the boundaries.
The light.
So you're stepping towards him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're getting close to him and his glowing light of don't hurt me?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
That is exactly what I do.
Excellent choice.
And
a halfling
magic missile.
Unleash my mojo upon you.
And this one is a 10.
Yeah.
Good. I was
and
hoping you didn't miss and hit
with
me.
A 10, I have empowered magic.
He has empowered magic, so on a 10 plus, he can choose to
maximize the spell's effect.
Okay.
Or double the targets. But I have to drop down to the 7 to 9 list.
I was like, yeah, you already said, but then you also have to make a choice after the 7 to 9 list.
I knew that.
Okay, well, I was making
just targets.
Just making sure everybody was clear.
You
need to say something for nothing.
Double the targets.
Okay.
One of those Rocky moves where he doesn't...
Yeah, sorry about this. I'm drawing unwelcome attention or putting myself in a spot.
Of course you are.
Because I don't want the minus one ongoing at this point.
And you certainly don't want to forget magic missile today.
No. Okay.
It's going to be a long day.
So that would be 8.
So that would be 8 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
2d4. I maximized the spell's effect.
Right, you did. And he takes all 8. As he does not seem to be resistant to your magic.
Is that because he's in the blinding light?
So magic missile worked?
Yeah, it worked like a freaking
Oh,
truck.
Sorry, I actually had 11 because I had the plus one forward.
Goom.
Against the
I've
attack.
Got a magic missile.
Oh, that's right. One. He has a magic missile.
Man, I wish I would have taken my
that,
magic missile.
You got the cannon that when I picked up that ring.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it was. It gave me
it's a glass rod. Yeah. If you break it, remember it's a one shot.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a one shot magic missile. He breaks it and You can do magic missile one time.
Okay, anyway, so I blast that guy.
So yeah, so Alivair just falls back, his shadowiness like being stripped off in pieces and such.
Does he look phased, aside from that?
Yeah, he looks like you hurt the hell out of him. He is not happy. And in fact, what he does then is dissipate.
Oh, he dissipated. So he'll just be back.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the put you in a spot. He gets away.
He gets away as opposed to me taking care of
him. Right. That's the put you in a spot is you didn't kill it.
Any chance that you can tell me how close we got?
1 hit point.
Can we discern reality? I had him. I got a magic missile.
Are you kidding?
I almost did that.
Hey, if on the defend you'd done the deal your level in damage, you would have killed him.
Yes.
Like, yeah, okay.
That's, we didn't know that.
The long-suffering paladin.
All right, so, as the literal dust settles in the building, as you're all like, what the...
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons app. Attribution, non-commercial, share alike, 4.0 international license. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.